At the top of a tower block in one of Dakar's tightly packed neighborhoods, a rapper disc jockey known as Human broadcasts his daily radio show on a local radio station. During a break for the news, the chart-topping dreadlocked rapper reminisces about events during the year 2000, when rap singers, sensing that Senegal's youth were tired of the socialist party that had ruled the country for four decades, encouraged young people to vote for change.
In this election time in 2000, in Senegal we have more than 5,000 rappers. So maybe the half of them was rapping about this system must go, this system must go. They was chanting down this system. So everybody was ready for new system, for revolution. So the rappers was rhyming about that and telling to the people, you know, you want things to change. So if you want really things to change, make it change. Go and vote. That's it. There is no other way if you want things to change.
For rappers like Human, the 2000 election was considered a triumph. The Socialist Party was voted out, and the current president, Abdoulaye Wade, and his Senegalese Democratic Party were voted in. But despite the change in leadership, the last 2 years have seen a rise in violence against outspoken journalists, political activists, and musicians in Senegal. In May this year, a journalist was beaten by followers of a powerful marabout, or Muslim spiritual leader, for questioning his political influence. In 2003, a French journalist was expelled from the country, accused of biased coverage of the rebellion hit south. Rappers have also been subjected to threats and violent attacks from the supporters of powerful religious or political figures. Government officials have repeatedly denied democracy or freedom of speech is under threat in Senegal. Still, rapper and radio personality Human talks about his fears under the new government.
But the difference between this system and the other one is that now people can call you and, you know, say, hey, we're going to beat you if you keep on rapping about Abdoulaye Wade. People are not going to play your song in the radio. You're never going to see this video in television, you know, because the television is for Abdoulaye Wade. You understand? So the rappers, they sing about it, but they know they're afraid. Even if they can't, like, kill you, or even if they can't, you know, do bad thing to you, they're going to do it to your friends.
Another of Senegal's top rap artists, Didier Wadi, sings about the problems facing ordinary people in Africa and the failure of the president to do anything about them. From his rooftop studio in Dakar, Awadi describes the despair he feels at the turn politics has taken in the last 6 years.
For me, things are getting worse. Democracy is getting worse. There's no democracy anymore. For this new power, if you're not with them, you're against them. It's because democracy have worked. They had the freedom of speech. That's why today they're in the power. So they must let this natural law rule. Because Senegalese, we always accustomed to this kind of thing. We need to talk. We need to express ourselves. But don't put us in jail because we said that we don't like you.
With presidential elections looming in Senegal, some rap artists say they do not know if Dakar's rappers are ready to once more stand up for what they believe in. But Awadi says he has sensed a renewed purpose within the rap movement in recent weeks. He says rappers seem to be more conscious of what he sees is a sense of despair among young Africans. Awadi says rap music and its artists proved in the past to be an influential political force and will be so again. This is Rose Skelton for VOA News, Dakar.